Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips, strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
Well, hello there, beautiful teachers, and welcome to 2026. Happy New Year if you're listening to this shortly after it goes out. Today, I wanted to talk you through the retreat I hosted last year, which I am hosting for the second time this June. So it's called Keys and Trees. Keys like what we have on the piano or what we open doors with, and trees like the green things we find outside. So it's at keysandtrees.com is where all the information is for the retreat that is this June. It's the 26th. To the 29th, and right now there's an early bird pricing on. So if you do want to consider it, it's best to go and check it out right away. In today's episode, though, I wanted to give you a little sneak peek, a little glimpse at what it was like to host this and what it was like for the teachers who came along last June. So this was my first time doing it last June. It was the last weekend in June. It was so much fun. Spoiler alert. We had a blast, but I'm going to talk you through step by step how it went for us. So I hosted this retreat in a gorgeous house in the countryside, middle of nowhere, really, although nowhere is actually that far from a town in Ireland, in County Wicklow. If you're not familiar with my country, fair enough, no worries. Wicklow is just the next county down from Dublin. So not too far from Dublin, about just under 2 hours to drive from Dublin Airport, which is on the north side of the city. So I've been aiming, and I've managed it again for 2026, to keep it within 2 hours of Dublin so that it's not too big of an ask for people who need to get there, you know, if they're arriving just before it or something like that. And also you can use Dublin as your base if you're traveling around Ireland as well. So I think that makes it super convenient for most people. So the retreat house was in County Wicklow, and it's surrounded by beautiful green hills and nature, and it was just a gorgeous, cozy house for us to do this retreat in. It's in a different house this year for 2026. I'm moving it around, and I think this one might be even more spectacular, but I thoroughly enjoyed the one for 2025. The one for 2026 just kind of looks like it comes out of a Jane Austen novel to me. And the period of time when it was built is appropriate for that. So you can imagine how amazing it is. But this one was more of a typical Irish countryside farmhouse looking, even though it's not a farm, type of building. It was a former guest house, so lots of room, lots of space in the common areas for people to hang out. Plenty of space in the dining room, nice big kitchen, all that good stuff. So these retreats are small. This year we had, for 2025, that is, we had 9 teachers. So it was 9 teachers plus me, and 3 teachers also brought a guest with them. So if you look at the page at keysandtrees.com, you'll see there's kind of 3 different options. Teachers could book a shared room at the lowest rate. So that's where they're happy to be sharing a room with another teacher. So it's going to be like a twin room, essentially. Or they could book a single room. They just want a room by themselves, for themselves. Or they could book a room that's for them plus a guest. So this is for if they want to travel with a friend or with a partner. It means you can bring them along and you basically are getting, you know, room and board for them while you attend the retreat, and then they can do their own thing during the day and just come have dinner with us in the evening, help themselves to breakfast things, all that good stuff. But they're not obviously participating in the teacher discussions and that kind of thing. So I had 3 of the 9 brought someone with them. One teacher brought a friend with her, and another 2 brought their husbands with them. So we had 3 non-teachers in the house too, which was actually really nice because, you know, it's good to have a diversity of conversation going on and other people to talk to, although we love our teacher chat as well. So it was a nice small group for the teacher discussions. There was obviously 10 of us because including me, that's 10 teachers. Perfect little group in my opinion. And we all got along, honestly, like a house on fire. It was so much fun. Lots of different styles, Most of the teachers were from the US. We also had a teacher come over from India as well, which was fantastic. She's a member that I've been in contact with for such a long time, and it was wonderful that she was able to come as well. So yeah, it was a nice diverse group from different parts of the US and from India, and obviously myself from Ireland. And I'm sure it'll be another lovely group for 2026 as well. So in terms of preparation, once everyone had booked their tickets, I was sure of the numbers and everything. So I started doing my planning. I put together a document for all the attendees that shared some general information about the retreat and important like little tidbits and things you need. And I could add to it as we go because it was a Google Doc. And I also put in a Google Doc lots of my tips about visiting Ireland, since everyone was coming from abroad. They might want to tour around and see different things. And so I gave some tips about what I like to do, what most tourists like to do, the things I'd recommend, etc., etc. And yeah, I think that was helpful for those planning their trips. Everyone did a bit of a different style of tour, so it was wonderful to hear about what they'd been doing before the retreat, if they were there early, or what they were planning to do afterwards. Of course, behind the scenes, I was also doing a lot more preparation, planning our days, thinking about different types of discussions we could do. I didn't want to pack this with information. For me, a retreat is magical because it's a small group. You get to hang out together all day, and it's really about that spontaneous discussion that happens. It's nice to have some structured time, but I left a lot of free time as well, which a lot of the teachers told me they really appreciated the balance that was there between the structured led discussions and the just free time and resources to explore and play together as well. So in the months leading up to it, I was planning our days, planning the catering. That's obviously a big thing. This was all basically catered by me. So for the dinners, I got a local restaurant to essentially cater those, but they weren't coming to the house. We were just getting them to prep everything, and then I was putting it together, the final stage of whatever it needed for cooking for the dinners. And then for all the lunches, I was making those myself. And then for all the lunches, I was making all of that myself. And then the breakfast was more some stuff I'd prepared, but it was much more on your own time. So that was just things that were available for everyone to pick and choose what they like. That's my preferred style of breakfast, because some people are real morning people and they're ready for a chatter straight away. And some want to take their yogurt or whatever and go off to their room and eat it with their book. I really wanted to leave that flexible for everybody. So the retreat kicked off on a Friday afternoon, and I had set up the house and put everything in place with some treats for teachers in their rooms and their names labeled on the doors and stuff like that. That was a flurry of activity for me because obviously I had to arrive at the house and, well, pick up the catering, put everything in the car, unpack everything again and set it all up. So it was like a whirlwind. And then the teachers started arriving after I'd gotten everything ready. I had people dripping in. They were able to arrive anytime after 4, and that'll be the same again this year because that worked well. So some teachers arrived right away. Some were, busy touring around or had come from different parts of the country where they were visiting. So people arrived at different times. Some people had their own car, so they had rented a car at Dublin Airport and then were using that to tour. But about half the teachers, maybe roughly, didn't want to hire a car. Fair enough. Look, we drive on the left, but that's not the main difficulty. If you're coming from a different country, if you're coming from the US, for example, I mean, there's parts of the US where there are small roads, but the roads here in the countryside are really small. So I completely understood anyone who didn't want to do that, also driving on the wrong side of the road and the wrong side of the car for them. I set up a group taxi for them with kind of a friend who's a taxi driver. So they picked them up in the city centre and drove them down to the retreat house and picked them up again on Monday, which worked great for those who didn't want to hire a car. Now, after everyone had arrived, just after 7 or so, we sat down to dinner, our first dinner together. I kind of knew this was unnecessary, but I had prepared, because I always prefer to be too prepared, right? I had prepared some icebreakers and little games in case they needed any help getting the chat going in the beginning or there was any awkwardness. But of course, they were teachers. So they instantly jumped into conversation. The room was full of laughter and just a buzz of chat. And it was wonderful. The two hubbies who had come with two of the teachers instantly bonded and took to their own smaller table on the side. Not that they weren't welcome at ours, but they clearly instantly were like, okay, we don't need to listen to the teacher chat right now. We're going to sit over here and talk about whatever it is we want to talk about. So that was great that they bonded as well and had someone to chat to. Then people trickled off to bed as they were ready to. And on the next morning, it was the start of the proper day one. So everyone had breakfast in their own time, as I described, coffee, tea, cereals, toast, whatever they wanted to have. Then we got together in the living room, which had lovely big seating area with plenty of space for everyone to sit in couches, you know, feeling cozy, not feeling like we're in a stuffy conference hall. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's nice to feel at home, to relax, to be able to go and get your own tea. And we settled in for a group discussion. The theme of the first discussion was about challenges basically that our students are facing today, today's students, and what comes up for them. So we talked more generally about a few things. We played a little silly game to start with, just to get everyone's brains humming in the morning. And then we had a larger group discussion, and then we split up into smaller groups for each group to focus on one particular area that students are struggling with these days, and got back together to share what we had explored. So I think this worked really well and was really nice because there's lots of lovely areas to sit in outside, or you could stay in the living room and groups could kind of walk and talk if that's what they wanted to do. And it just has that freedom that you get with a retreat that you can't have always with something like a conference. So after our engaging morning, we were all ready for lunch, which I had put together, and that went down very well, I think. And after lunch, we had a session that I call your student's shoes. Now, I will be upfront that this was maybe the one that for a few teachers was a little bit nerve-wracking, or just they were a little bit apprehensive about, but it turned out to be my favorite, and I think they really enjoyed it as well. So your student's shoes is about each teacher takes a turn to be the teacher of a short mini lesson, like 15 minute roughly mini lesson. So they're going to teach one little thing, and then another teacher is going to be their student. So we drew names. I use the app Decide Now, like a spinner app, to draw people's names to be the student and the teacher each time. So everyone got one go being each, and they could teach anything they wanted as long as it didn't use a book. That was my only rule. It couldn't be like sheet music or a book in front of you, not reading basically, but anything else. So be something that they write themselves. It could be something that you teach by rote. It could be an improv activity, oral training, anything like that was absolutely fine. I loved watching these. Some were so funny. I let the teacher in each case tell the student what they were supposed to be. So you are a 6-year-old who's had 2 lessons, for example. And then the teachers who were acting as the students really hammed that up and worked out really well and was just a riot, but also so inspiring and interesting to see different teachers approach in person, all gathered around. And because everyone's doing it, I don't think it's so terribly nerve-wracking. And once the first person goes, I think everyone gets the idea, oh, this is actually pretty fun and relaxed and no one is judging you. We're just being so inspired, because until you see teaching in action, there are things that if I had interviewed each of those teachers, for example, and said, what would you do in this scenario, the exact scenario they were teaching for, they wouldn't have described all the things that you pick up when you just watch them. There are things that they won't think to mention because it's just how they do it. So it's fascinating to get to watch people in action. And as I say, I think it was my favorite part. It's hard to pick a favorite part, but I did love that session. After that, we had dinner together and the non-teachers returned to the group for dinner with us. And we just hung out after dinner. Everyone was free to do their own thing. As I say, I'd left plenty of free time so that people could go for a walk, sit outside for a while, go read, go journal by themselves, do whatever it was that they valued. And there was never going to be any awkwardness with just going off by yourself, if that's what you want to do, or taking one buddy and going for a walk together. So on day two, we focused more on the teacher side of things. So day one was about, okay, what are our students? What's it like to be them? And day two was about, what's it like to be us and what common issues are facing us? So the morning again was focused on more general ideas about what teachers are struggling with and different solutions different people had. And that opened up a lot of great discussion. And then in the afternoon, after lunch, we focused on each teacher one at a time. So this is generally called a hot seat format, although I don't love that term because I feel like it sounds scarier than what it really is. It just means every person in the room gets a chunk of time. In this case, it was 15 minutes to ask a question, bring up a discussion point, get ideas on something that they want to talk about. Can be anything. And so it could be a dilemma they're facing, a decision they're trying to make in their studio. It could be, like in some cases, it was just, I have this one student and I don't know what to do with them. Or it could be much more general than that. And yeah, it was fantastic. The range of discussion areas, some people covered a few different things, some people it was just one specific thing that we went into detail. But the group in general did a great job of what I set up at the start of this, which was once it's that person's time, we all focus on that. There's no tangents that are actually about your thing. And nobody does this intentionally, right? But it's important to set that up from the start, because otherwise you can say, oh, wait, what was that that you mentioned there? Would that be good for my students? And you just get lost thinking about your own studio, which is understandable. But this hot seat format works really well to really unpack one issue or multiple issues, depending on the teacher. And I think the teachers really enjoyed this session as well. And it was a perfect ending because we already knew each other pretty well at that stage through the weekend of getting to know each other. So we had a good baseline. This is a very different thing when it's done at the start of meeting people. Like, I've done this with strangers and it never really goes as deep and it's not as useful. So I think it was a great ending session to do for our retreat. After this, we had some more free time to explore. I didn't mention yet that I brought, an enormous amount of books and some games with me so that teachers could try them out firsthand, because I know it's so hard to know when you look at something online whether you're going to enjoy it or not. I'm not talking about my books, by the way. I mean, like, I brought all sorts of repertoire and reference books and stuff that teachers might be interested in so that they could really explore it and decide whether they did want it for their studio. I also had the piano with me, so just a simple digital piano. It's my Yamaha P105, nothing fancy, but it is robust and it travels well. And it meant that teachers could try some repertoire out, play through some pieces, play duets together, whatever they wanted to do, or again, take some time to be in nature if they preferred. After that, then we met to go out to dinner. We basically carpooled and headed to the local village, the nearest village to the house, and went to the only restaurant in that village, basically, which is a local pub, essentially. So nice Irish experience. All met there, sat down in a big area we'd reserved, and had a lovely traditional-ish Irish meal out. When we got back to the house, we did do some ceilidh dancing, mostly spurred on by the wonderful Valerie Merrill, who was there. And she had been at the Teacher Turbo Boost the year before, where we'd done some ceilidh dancing and wanted to try it again. So it was great to have that enthusiasm. Got a few people together to do some group Irish dancing. That's what that means, together. Unfortunately, I didn't get any photos of that, but it was such a riot and such a great end to our last evening. And then it was just wrapping up. So some of us stayed up quite late chatting away. Some people dozed off sitting in the living room because I didn't want to go to bed and miss anything. I felt the same way myself, although I didn't quite fall asleep in the midst of everyone. We had a last sleep in our comfy, cozy house and said our goodbyes the following morning. So it was truly a privilege. It was so much fun. I loved hosting this. It's just fantastic to get these like-minded teachers together who still have so many different ways of approaching things and to see what we learn from each other and the discussions that ensue, as well as just the great fun times we had. So if you want to join us for the retreat in 2026 this year, it's in June on the 26th to 29th, and it's again going to be in the Irish countryside, not County Wicklow this time, but similar comparable distance. If you're coming from abroad and wondering whether it's going to be difficult to get to, it's about the same. Again, less than 2 hours to drive to from Dublin if you want to hire your own car. Or again, I will open up the option if people want to share a group taxi. I'll set that up for everyone to make sure it's easy to get to us without any stress. I am so looking forward to meeting another group of teachers, maybe even some returners from last year. I can't wait. The early bird rates are up until January 31st. So you want to check it out if you're thinking about it. You also need to get planning if you're going to make the trip from somewhere. So the details are at keysandtrees.com. And I would love to see you there.
If you ever get overwhelmed by all the different teacher training options out there, Vibrant Music Teaching is the place for you. We nickname our members flamingos because they're masters of balancing all of the things and making it all work in a way that isn't overwhelming. We have tools to help you do that inside Vibrant Music Teaching. So go to vmt.ninja and sign up today.